we put ourselves on the same frequency, the same RF frequency, and in fact, they're actually using the same short code. They're using that same 2 to the 15th chip PN sequence, but they're allocated different offsets within that sequence. If you know the principles of M sequencers, of PN generators, you know that as long as you shift by more than one, you're off by more than one chip. They're uncorrelated. Okay, they look like noise to each other at the receiver. Okay, so the cells are given what are called offsets within this PN space, and they're enforced by GPS receivers that are in each cell, so that the cells all have a common timing to drive their clocks. So that and the cells are assigned offsets are far enough apart, so there's no place in the service area where those two phase code phases could collide. They're far enough apart that can't happen, that the circles don't touch. And as a result, the mobile now can simply search one PN space and find all the cells at various places around this one large, one medium-sized PN space, so it doesn't have to take very long to search. The phone will usually acquire within a few seconds after you turn it on. It's enough time to search around the whole PN space and locate the first cell, and then keep on searching, looking for other cells that may be also close enough to be heard. Now, because they're all on the same channel and using the same RF hardware, nothing says that the fingers in the rake receiver all have to be assigned to the same cell. You can actually set up the call so it goes through two cells simultaneously, sending the same information both ways, and this cell just looks like multipath, this cell.